Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, doesn't this feel just a little familiar? Welcome to the Maggie and Perloff Show. So glad to have you, and what a hell of a show we have today. I wish we could say we planned this, but sometimes you just get a little bit lucky. So obviously the big news is Tom Brady retired for good, according to him, Perloff.
I've heard that before.
This all feels very familiar. So we already had planned to talk to a two-time Oscar winner and one of the stars of 80 for Brady. Sally Field is going to join us. This has been lined up for like a week and a half. She was with Brady last night on the red carpet at the premiere, and we're going to talk to her today.
No, no, Maggie, that's not how you do it. You say everyone else is reaching out to Jeff Darlington and Adam Schefter. We called on our dear friend Sally Field this afternoon when we found out the Brady news.
Yeah.
Because when you think of a great quarterback retiring, who's your go-to person?
Sally Field. She's going to be our go-to for everything from now on. Also, Ross Tucker is going to join us, a teammate of Tom Brady's. So we got a lot of fun stuff. But
by the way, I want to make it clear. As far as we know, this is not a publicity stunt for the movie 80 for Brady. Tom Brady is really retiring. Better not be, or would you kind of respect that?
I would not respect it.
Okay.
I would not respect it. And I hope that's not true. We've been told that Tom Brady cares too much about football. Anyway, so here we are again, the exact same place we were this time last year. Literally the exact day, February 1st, is when Brady had put out his, what we thought was retirement, turns out was kind of just goodbye Tampa, because later it came out that he was likely going to go to Miami and team up with Sean Payton.
No.
And that's why the Dolphins got docked a first-round pick in this year's draft.
That's an interpretation. It was a goodbye Tampa. So based on what you just said, I am assuming you're not buying Jeff Darlington's report today that it was Tampa or retirement. There was no looking at other teams.
Well, you know, we'll sort out all the reports and all the sources. We've got 3 hours to do that today.
But okay.
Here's my question about Tom Brady today. Is Tom Brady retiring because he really wants to retire today? Because it's really time. After 23 years, it's really time. Or could he just not find the right team and right situation? Because we've been told he loves football. We know he loves football. We know that he can still play. No matter if we want to split hairs about, you know, wanting to get hit or, you know, moving around in the pocket. Perloff, he just went through another 18 week season with the playoffs, and we know that he can still play. You can't tell me he's not one of the best 32 quarterbacks on planet Earth. He's still top 15.
Right, but you can't say just because he's top 15 that his retirement is not for legitimate reasons, because one simple reason. The dude is 45 years old, Maggie. What are you talking about? He's 45.
I understand.
He should have retired last year.
Listen, the guy has been defying the odds and his age since he turned 40. I mean, the guy's had a Hall of Fame career since he turned 40. The best stat about this, by far, hands down, is that Tom Brady, if you just took his stats from when he was 40 years old until now, would be the all-time leading passer for the Chicago Bears. Like, this is what's happening. The guy's had three Hall of Fame careers.
He just set the record for completions.
Completions in this season.
In this season. But you did see a decline. You can't say this season was all about things around him. there definitely was a reluctance to get hit, and he was grounding the ball all over the place, throwing the ball 10 feet in front of him into the ground. So there was, it's not completely devoid of what's actually happening on the field.
Okay, but his offensive line was missing like basically three starters. Yeah. I mean, they had, you know, for some reason, his connection with Mike Evans just was not evident this year. Mm-hmm. He clearly didn't have enough weapons. So I don't know if we're blaming like what went wrong with the Bucs on Tom Brady. I think he's actually the last person who we're putting blame on that they got, you know, handled by the Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs. I think people are applauding what Brady could still do at this age. And I think people like me thought he was still going to play at least another year. But the reason why I'm saying I don't know if Brady retired or the game retired Brady is you look at some of the teams that he would have likely gone to this year if he did want to play. Mm-hmm. So let's look at San Francisco. Already passed on Brady once in 2020. It's on the West Coast. We're not sure if he wants to do that. And they have a Trey Lance, Brock Purdy situation, Jimmy G mixed in. Who knows what's going
to
happen there?
And they won 12 straight games last year without Tom Brady. There's reason to think that they might be good without him.
Las Vegas. Stu's Raiders. The number 7 pick in the draft this year.
Okay.
They need a quarterback for the future. Enough messing around. They've split with Derek Carr.
Oh, no. This I do not agree with.
Okay.
What if they drafted? Bring in Tom Brady for 1 year and draft a developmental quarterback, because there's no non-developmental quarterbacks going number 7 in this year's draft.
They don't have a ton of cap space, and I think they have to think about the future, even though their team is basically ready to win now. Do not forget the report that maybe Darren Waller, maybe Hunter Renfrow are right now on the trade block. There's weird things happening in Vegas. That's not a sure thing. The Jets was never going to happen. That was a long shot all the time. Carolina, they have the number 9 pick. They need a quarterback, and there's no connection there. New Orleans, there's no connection there. And Miami has made it, like, obvious or trying to be over-obvious this week that they're committing to Tua.
Yes, but if Brady was on the market, you're saying really on the market, you don't think Miami would change their mind?
Listen, the ship might have sailed on that. I mean, they already got docked a first-round pick this year for tampering with Brady.
Sunk cost, Maggie. Well, what difference does it make now if he signs it?
I know, but the league might step in. I have no idea. I think that's dead. So, like, really, where did he have to go?
One more. I don't think you mentioned Tennessee and Vrabel, which has always been floating out there for him.
And Tennessee and Vrabel, but, I mean,
they have no receivers. You should have said
no
that.
Receivers. Thank you, Perloff. They have no receivers.
Well, here's the thing. When you go back to Tom Brady leaving the Patriots, you can't possibly say the teams he was looking at are in any better position or the situations. There was almost, Tom almost felt desperate. He was looking at teams like the Bears and the Chargers and the Raiders at the time, who didn't even have Devontae Adams and maybe Miami. But he ended up with the Tampa Bay team that hadn't been to the playoffs in 2 decades.
Yeah.
Hadn't had a winning season forever. So I understand what you're saying, and you do make a very good case. But I tend to believe this was about him not wanting to go out there and get hit anymore. I think that was a much bigger factor, because he could find an okay situation. I just think what I saw this year on the field looked like he was done. I mean, think of that Cowboys game. Did he seem like he wanted to be out there anymore?
Well, listen, did this season look like anyone was having a good time on the Bucs? Absolutely not. But that doesn't mean Brady wouldn't have wanted to go somewhere else. I mean, I know we were saying he didn't want to get hit, but were we saying that all year? We were kind of saying that towards the end of the season.
I think he was even worse in the beginning of the year. Did they? Yeah, he was pretty bad earlier in the year too.
I hesitate to say Tom Brady was bad this year when he led the league in completions. I mean, we know all the accolades that he has. We can talk about Tom Brady's accomplishments forever. I just don't know if there was a logical place for him to go. And I don't know if they could make the match.
Well, you're telling me that any of those situations you just described aren't as good as the Bucs in 2020? Who the heck knew that all those players were that good?
Bucs were a sleeping giant.
And how do you know none of these teams are sleeping giant?
Well, they might be, but their quarterback situations, they might not be looking for a Tom Brady right now. Tampa was desperate for a Tom Brady. They love if Tom Brady could come.
You know, honestly, the Titans are way far ahead of where Tampa Bay was at that point. They have Traylon Burks. Who knows? I'm just saying, if he really wanted to find a home, he's Tom Brady. I think he could have. And I'm not totally agreeing with you.
But not just any place. He can't just go anywhere.
I wouldn't. I think it's being presumptuous to rule out some of those teams, especially the Raiders. I mean, the Niners, I kind of agree with you, but at least I think there was a chance. The Raiders, say they drafted Anthony Richardson at number 7. Why would that preclude them from taking Tom Brady?
Well, they could say, hey, we'll have Jarrett Stidham, and he'll help along Anthony Richardson.
Why would they say that if they could have Tom Brady?
Well, because here's the thing. I think that if Tom Brady were to go to the Raiders, he's trying to win. So he would tell them, hey, you got to use that number seven pick, or I would encourage you to use that number seven pick on a tackle, on somebody who's going to help me.
Tom Brady's doing 1 year. He does not want a rookie tackle. I mean, look at what
he had a rookie
look
tackle
at the Giants with Evan Neal. Did you see what the Eagles did to Evan Neal, the number seven pick from last year's draft? They turned him like a turnstile.
He had a rookie tackle with Tristan Wirfs, and they won a Super Bowl.
And I think they played him at right tackle, right?
Yeah, right tackle. That's fine.
So, yeah, Wirfs is a generational tackle. The odds of hitting on a top 20 tackle are so slim. Honestly,
look,
if we had been with Aquanu this year or Evan Neal this year, it would have been a disaster. If we'd been with Andrew Thomas a few years ago, there's no tackle that's coming in that's going to attract Tom Brady to that situation.
Listen, Wirfs was like the third tackle off the board in that draft.
I'm telling you, Wirfs is not most tackles.
But it's not like he was going, like, Wirfs didn't go number one overall. This wasn't like, you know, Orlando Brown.
I just think that Tom Brady's not going to want a rookie tackle. The odds are not good on that.
He'd rather have that than use the seventh. Like, if he's going there, then all hands have to be on deck in terms of winning next year.
And veterans.
Yes.
Rookies lose football games. That's all they do. They don't even, you know, they don't understand what's going on in the NFL. He's going to want an old team, and they already have the makings of an old team in Vegas. They're pretty old. I don't know what's going to happen with Waller or Renfro, but I think he could have found a spot if he wanted to. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Say there was a spot. So you're saying if the Raiders had called and made backdoor offer, he would not retire.
I mean, I think he wants to play. Listen,
I disagree.
He never, what's the one thing he said about the Raiders? Like when he was on the shop, they were going with this MF-er over me. We know that. And then when he says something like, I was never going to go there anyway. And people who thought that was Derek Carr, and then he dismissed it. Maybe he's got hurt feelings about how that went down. I know it was Gruden, and now it's a totally different regime, but maybe he doesn't want to, maybe he and McDaniels aren't as close as people thought. I have no idea. But I just think that if the Raiders, like, if they really made him an offer, I do think he still wanted to play. But that's me. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I don't think so. Especially
you think
Raiders.
He's done.
I think he's really done. I mean, done. And but again, this is just my opinion. I'd like to hear what people think. You call us 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Because I think I'm in the majority. I think most people feel like the way Tom delivered that address, that he really was done.
Yeah, but I just wonder, was it his choice or did he do his due diligence, as we know he would, going around, back channeling around the league and couldn't find a spot?
But the other thing is, it's February 1st.
Yeah.
I don't even know. There's so many situations that we have no idea what direction they're going in. He can't really evaluate the field right now. And you think all these teams have made their decision at quarterback?
No, but that's why he unretired last year, right?
What do you mean?
Well, it was before the draft that he unretired.
Oh, okay.
Right.
But I kind of believe too, Tampa Bay was a great, Tampa Bay was a great situation this year coming in. It's warm. He knows the market. He knows the offense. He knows the players. So I don't think that this was about the fit. I think this was more about it's time. Because eventually it's time.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We are on across the country on CBS Sports Radio. Of course, you can hear us on Sirius XM. The free Odyssey app, and we are streaming live on YouTube right now. What is Perloff wearing today? I could tell you anything.
Yeah, we have a guest star in the YouTube channel. I don't know if she's in the chat yet.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Official?
Yes.
You
people in the chat
it?
Behave. My mom and dad have finally
yes.
figured out how to get us on YouTube.
Yes.
At least they said they were. I don't know if they really are. I hope so.
A special, extra special welcome to Carol and Tom Perloff.
Yeah.
And in the chat, do not talk about 420, you weedos. Do not talk about purple drink.
No.
Do not talk about that stuff.
Are you kidding
Perloff's
me?
Mom's here.
The Perloff's party. They're totally into this. Purple drink? They're into that.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, by the way, people were talking about purple drink in the chat.
Were they? It's like the mascot of the show.
Is that a thing in 2023?
Apparently, yes. I think people are making like Four Loko in their bathtubs in this chat. I don't know.
Has purple drink overtaken the duck costume as our official show mascot?
No, but you know, we have an idea for the duck costume. Do you want to talk about that now?
No,
I'll talk about it later.
Is the duck costume drinking purple drink?
You might think you're drinking purple drink.
Wait, are we calling it purple drink or purple drank? As it is known.
Purple drank or scissorp.
Yeah, if we want to go with scissorp, but I'm fine. But we're not calling it purple drink. What is this, Dimetap that I gave my daughter the other day? This is not purple drink. This
I think
is,
it starts with Dimetap.
Actually, it is Dimetap. What is it? It's codeine and something, right?
Sprite. 855-212-4CBS. Free plug. 855-212-4227. If you wanted to, you wanted to advertise on the Maggie and Perloff show, we will mix your product with anything.
Maggie, I expect you to behave with my parents here. I don't expect the chat room to behave.
No promises. Carol and Tom have seen my true self. they know who I am.
Tom, what is purple drink?
And he'll Tom, say, can you pass me some purple drink?
And he'll say, you mean purple drank?
Oh, scissor? I have some in my bag. Okay, we want to hear from you. A, you buy in this retirement. That's the first one. Secondly, how do you feel about Tom retiring? Because I saw some people, you know, feeling some type of ways, including our friend Sully. This is a very tough day for a lot of people who rooted for Tom for all these years. And then also...
Poor Sully.
I know. And then, do you think Tom actually retired or do you think he couldn't find a spot? 855-212-4CBS. Also, a great comment in the chat. We're going to get to this later. I want to give proper credit. I promise I will later. Derek Carr just made himself a ton of money because it's one guy off the market. And I don't know if Carr is going to be traded or if he's just going to let his contract expire and then sign somewhere. But Derek Carr is already a rich man. He's going to become a richer man. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
By the way, doing some research on Wikipedia, it's also called lean syrup, wok, or oil.
Is that right?
Yes. I've heard of lean. Wok is new to me.
What's lean?
Lean is purple drink.
Oh.
It's called lean.
You know, you want to learn something? Tune into this show. You want to?
You want to know
the smarter person?
You want to know the drug parlance from 2006 in Wikipedia? Tune into Maggie and Perloff.
We're hip to all the latest trends. Again, 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk about Tom Brady. If you are in the chat, welcome. If you're new, glad to have you. If you're old, even gladder to have you. You weedos. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go. We're talking Tom Brady today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back on Maggie and Perloff. I'm just Googling lean, also known as purple drank.
Yeah.
The name lean refers to the user's propensity of having difficulty in standing up straight. Now, I don't know if drug users use words like propensity, but it's basically cough syrup and codeine and sounds like a good time. Sprite's involved, Mountain Dew. I mean, Mountain Dew alone is enough to make me lean
just
sideways.
Minus the purple stuff.
But because of the YouTube chat room, which go ahead and enjoy. But the topic, of course, today is Tom Brady. Maggie thinks that there was a lack of opportunity elsewhere, and that helped push him out the door. I think it was just time. Give us a call, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Why do you think Tom Brady finally hung up the cleats?
Let's go to David. He's in Buffalo listening on SiriusXM. What's up, David?
Hey, Maggie. Hey, Perloff. Thanks for taking my call today. The reason Brady hung it up, I think honestly, you know what, he had showed that he had done all he could do. I think there were opportunities to play elsewhere, but I think, you know, with his situation with his kids and his family life, if he went to play for Vegas or San Francisco, I think it would have been really difficult with his family situation. And I think real life kind of met football here. And I think he realized, hey, I can't, you know, keep doing all this. But, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of rumors, especially with Miami, with Tua and his concussions, you know, because Brady lives down there. You know, there's always going to be that because he still can play. There's no doubt the guy's still got, you know, he's still one of the top 10 quarterbacks in football right now.
You know, Brian, or excuse me, David, what am I thinking? David, thank you so much for the call. It's great points because there is a family element to this. I'm not naive to that, right? Maybe the West Coast or Vegas was just not going to be an option right now. And David, thank you for the call. I guess, is he still top 10 quarterback in the league? Probably like thereabouts.
Right. But I think actually the interesting point from that is what if Miami does become open? Is there any offer that would pull him out of retirement? Because I think there's an embarrassment level to come out of retirement twice.
He doesn't care about that.
Ooh, I would totally disagree. Did you hear today he gave this little one-minute speech on social media and said, listen, I know you only get one big article for retirement. I think it'd be hard for him to come out of retirement because then he'd be a flip-flopper guy. You don't think he'd be embarrassed to come out of retirement again? He really seems to care about his image to some extent.
Yeah, but I think he's been famous enough that he knows he's not going to please everybody, right? So what can you ultimately do? Please yourself and the people around you, because half the people are going to love you, half the people are going to hate you. He's known this and lived this life for too long that if he decided to come out of retirement and play for the Dolphins, say Tua gets another concussion, they call Tom Brady Vinny Testaverde style, like off the couch, like what happened with the Jets all those years ago. I just think that he would say, all right, and everyone just get over it. Like,
no,
we'll all move on.
I'm not talking about that situation. I'm talking off season. This off season.
Yeah.
I understand. And also, too, I'm not sure that's going to happen. How is he going to learn Mike McDaniel's offense midseason? But that's not the point. I honestly, I don't even think he would do that. I think he's sensitive to this.
Oh, see, I don't think he's sensitive to it at all. That's where you and I will disagree. I don't think he cares about the outside perception. I think he was poking fun at himself in his video today saying, you know, I'm retiring for good, you know, and that was just like a little tongue in cheek to himself. But ultimately, after 40 days last year, he unretired.
Yeah.
So we don't know when the itch is going to come. And the fact that he's making this announcement so soon after the season ended,
That's
what makes me think that maybe some of the doors kind of shut on him. Not that, because he would, if he learned anything from last year, he should at least wait a month or two, see how his body feels before making a big announcement.
But that's why I think he's done. Mm. Really, really done. I'd definitely do a show bet he's not on the field week one. I do like your midseason replacement. That I would not rule out.
Call.
But I think he is not coming back this offseason. I mean, he can't. You don't think that'd be embarrassing? And don't think for a second that Tom Brady doesn't care about his image.
Dude, your own tweet today, Favre retired multiple times.
Yes.
Like, guys, sometimes it takes a
He specifically does not want to be Brett Favre. I guarantee he's not a fan of how Brett Favre's late career and post-career is gone. Brett Favre's out doing Copper Fit commercials.
Yeah.
I think Tom Brady thinks he's going to be the GOAT of his post-playing career. He's walking right into the Fox booth for $37 million a year.
Yeah.
Now that we say it, I wonder if the timing of the Super Bowl rushes along so he can be on the Fox set.
Well, apparently Fox said they had no clue this was coming today, so I don't know about who knows who knew what when, but I think we are going to see him as part of the pregame, postgame coverage. I don't think he's going to like call the game.
Right.
I'd be surprised about that. I think it's going to be Burkhart and Olsen, and right. I think Brady's going to be on the set with all the hundreds of other people that are on that set.
Which, by the way, has happened. Many players who aren't retired have been on a Super Bowl set before.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Matt Ryan was on with CBS last week.
Right. And of course, Gronk, who called the Eagles offense coordinator Shane Spikeman.
Yeah.
I almost did it there, too.
Well, to be honest, nobody really knows who that guy is outside of Philly, but I'm sure he'll be a head coach soon
enough. I mean, how handsome is Tom Brady going to look in a suit on that set?
Yeah. All the other guys, it's like there's a lot of faces on that set. So Tom can kind of ease in. He'll just be like one of 10 dudes up there.
Yeah.
I don't see Tom wearing a suit either.
Like, you don't think?
Maybe sweater.
Well, Gronk
sweater
wore
vest.
A suit. Gronk wore a suit,
yeah.
So
yeah,
sweater
Gronk
vest.
A suit.
This isn't Step Brothers. Why would he wear a sweater vest?
Or something. I just don't see him in a suit.
He'll be in a
blazer with maybe an open collar, but
blazer,
he's not going to be in
collar.
A sweater vest.
Well, you know,
this is a class picture.
Nancy and Romo during Christmas had their ugly sweaters on. Why can't Brady wear a sweater?
You know, you're right, because it's Phoenix, it's the Super Bowl,
yeah.
Everyone's wearing a suit. I can definitely see him coming with a sweater vest. Maybe a sweater vest and t-shirt look like it's
with
ninth grade.
With a big cactus on it, it'd be perfect.
What are you talking about?
Maybe a quarter zip as like a nod to the Mannings?
Quarter zip. I can see quarter zip. Maybe not sweater vest.
Quarter zip is even less likely. He has the most famous designers in the world on speed dial. He's not showing up in an Eli Manning quarter zip.
But he's not wearing
free
suit
swag.
And tie. He's not wearing suit
free
and tie.
Swag
There's
from
no
a golf
chance.
Show bet.
Show bet. I bet he's in a suit. No, it's not a tie.
But
open collar.
Yes. Open collar with a sports coat, maybe. No chance he's wearing a suit and tie. No chance.
Okay. I think to determine the terms of this bet, if he's wearing a suit with no tie, I win. If he's wearing just a sport jacket with no tie, you win. But he's going to be wearing a suit, no tie, or a suit with a tie. I think he'll be wearing
a tie. What's the difference between a sport jacket and a suit jacket?
Well, there's a difference.
I guess what kind of pants you wear?
Yeah, a sport jacket is different than a suit.
But he might be sitting. We might not see the pants.
I guess I could see suit with no tie.
No.
My point is no tie, no formal, like super formal tie. He's going casual in some way.
So suit obviously means the pants match the
yes,
jacket.
No, I
That's
understand.
I
just love that, like, Brady, all-time leading passer, all-time leading touchdowns, most Super Bowls than any, more Super Bowl appearances than any person in the history of the league, more Super Bowl wins than any person in the league. And we're just like, is he going to wear a suit or a sport jacket? And what's the difference? Like, we've gotten to the real important issues today.
Or the sweater vest.
Or, yeah.
I'm very confident it's a suit.
No,
okay.
No, here we go. I will go, if you want to say suit with no tie, whatever, I will say three-quarter zip. Or quarter zip, whatever you want.
And whoever's closer wins the bet. And what are the stakes? Because I'm going to win this, and I really want to collect something.
How about this? On Thursday, I will take you out for food, like around 4 o'clock local time.
Oh, so I'm ready for 4:20? Is that?
It's 4:20 somewhere, all the time.
Oh. No. Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. No. We're not going to decide the bet before the Super Bowl. It has to be in New York after the Super Bowl, obviously.
Okay,
I'm clearly trying to collect because I know. In fact, I'm going to call people I know at Fox just to confirm this.
We're getting some thoughts here in the chat. How about TB12 golf shirt from Two Ton Tony?
Oh, I forgot.
Dominic says the duck costume.
Fox is not going to let him wear a TB12 thing during the Super Bowl.
They're paying him $300 million. They don't care what he wears. He can show up naked and they'll be fine with it.
Trey said he's going with a three-piece suit.
No chance.
Also with an ascot. That'd be something.
No,
I can see the ascot.
Yeah, I mean, he's amazing at Kentucky Derby dressing. He's the best. He's the GOAT in that department as well.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Beyond Tom's stylist, some other winners off of the Tom Brady news today. We mentioned Derek Carr is going to be a big winner here because we know there are teams out there who are looking for a veteran quarterback, and now one, the greatest, and one very available veteran quarterback just came off the market. So for Derek Carr, for Jimmy Garoppolo, I think he becomes a winner here. In the chat, a great thought here that Brian Gutekunst becomes a winner. And that's because he is the general manager of the Green Bay Packers. Yeah. And if you're looking for a spot to trade Aaron Rodgers, who, again, Rodgers doesn't have a no trade clause. You'd have to work out a trade because he can always threaten retirement. But this could open up some more doors if you want to trade Aaron Rodgers. So there are some really big winners coming off of this Brady news.
But there's, 10 vacancies? There's one quarterback who's out. I don't know if it's transforming Derek Carr's market, which is already pretty good anyway.
I mean, I think it adds a few more people throw their hat in the ring.
Adds one more. I mean, honestly, all the teams that were looking at Brady were probably looking at Carr as well, right?
Just a little more desperate.
A
little more desperate.
I think $3 million more on his contract.
Jimmy G, I think, also is a winner, as I said. You know, depending on what happens with Tennessee, maybe Ryan Tannehill becomes a winner here.
Yeah,
maybe your boy Andy Dalton becomes a winner here.
I don't really see Andy necessarily getting a starting job next year, but I'm very curious. Tampa Bay, what happens there? Blaine Gabbert going to get to compete for it?
He's a free agent.
Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, still, I mean, they could re-sign him. Yeah, that's a really interesting. Would Jimmy G follow in Tom Brady's footsteps once again?
So Tom Brady today also on Instagram. So on Twitter and on Instagram, he put out the 1 minute long goodbye. You know, I'm retiring.
Yeah.
Well, not goodbye. He's going to be everywhere on our TVs and everywhere in our lives. Tom Brady's not going anywhere. He's just not playing football anymore. He also on Instagram, Perloff, put a series, I would say, of 40 to 50 photos on his Instagram story of just pictures throughout the years. And some of them are really funny. They're candid, turns out. Tom Brady, big selfie guy. Lots of selfies. And where was I going with this? Oh, one of the pictures is with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay.
And I thought that was interesting. Because I wasn't sure if they had like a rivalry more than a friendship. And I think everybody who made this Instagram post, he probably considers a friend.
I feel like that's reading a lot into this Instagram post.
Bridget Moynihan is in one of them with his son and Giselle. I mean, this was everybody, his parents, all family.
So you're saying this Instagram post means it's more likely that he would give the thumbs up to Jimmy G following him in Tampa Bay.
Or just like that personally between them, that wouldn't mean like,
yeah,
that wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, I'm not sure it would be anyway. Yeah. And I'm not sure that's the choice for Jimmy G, because Jimmy G might want to go with a team that's closer, because the Bucs are nowhere near. Unless I can't see them. They're probably going to break apart all that Super Bowl stuff, right? They are in cap purgatory. I think Brady has some dead cap too. So they need to start over. They're going, I saw somebody say, you might as well start photoshopping Caleb Williams into a Buccaneers uniform, because they're going to go 0-17 this year, was the thought.
Well,
by the way, that's what I would want to do if I was the Bucs. You're not going to win this year. Just start a rebuild.
Okay, but it's not like everyone's gangbusters in that division. I mean, NFC South, there's a lot of teams who might want to be tanking for Caleb.
We don't know who the starting quarterback is for any of those four teams.
Yeah. I don't know if the Bucs will be bad enough to get into Caleb Williams, but if they start, you know, trading away pieces and things like that, they could be.
I mean, they're old. They're really old. Mm-hmm. And that offensive line, I mean, you saw Ali Marpet leaving, what impact, and Kappa leaving. Yeah, I don't know what they're... Even if you could win the NFC South, like you did this year, is there any value in that? Get killed in the first playoff game?
Yeah, won the division with a losing record, right?
Yeah, that's even worse than not winning the division somehow. That's like NFC East circa 2020.
855-212-4CBS. But you know what? Tampa Bay got what they needed out of this. They got the Super Bowl. They got two more playoff appearances out of it. Home playoff games that they get the money for. And now they have Brady as a part of their franchise for now to the end of time. They'll bring him back once a year. They'll sell tons of tickets with like Tom coming back to wave to everybody.
They're thrilled.
Yep.
And you know what? If I'm a Bucs fan, I want to tank now, because now I got the idea of Caleb Williams going down there. That'd be sweet.
It's a short-term pain for long-term gain. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. All right. Next segment is going to need a little audience participation, because this retirement, and there were people who are feeling very emotional about this. We don't want to just gloss over that. Got us thinking about the retirements that hit you the hardest. I've got mine. I'll share it with you after the break. Well, I'll share the retirement that really got us. Ackerman, I know you've got a couple. You can think about it. 855-212-4CBS. We'll do that next. Coming up in the next hour, the two-time Oscar winner and Tom Brady's co-star in the new movie 80 for Brady, Sally Field, is set to join the show. That's going to be a thrill. Right after this CBS Sports Update, here's Rich Ackerman.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are we playing Boston-themed music today? It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet your question at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show when we might answer your question. We're talking about Tom Brady today.
Yeah, we're talking about Tom Brady. Who's going to call the show on the day that Tom Brady retires? I wonder.
Well, let's waste no time. Our buddy Sully, the number one Patriots fan, family used to be part of the ownership group of the Patriots, has a long history with the Patriots. What up, Sully?
What great music, by the way.
Oh, DJ, get out of here.
Too amazing. Come on, McLovin. I don't know why you're so sour. You got the Eagles in the Super Bowl. I wouldn't worry about a thing this week. Maggie, as always, it's so much nicer to hear your voice this week than a couple of weeks ago. Sounds like we've moved on and realized that sports hurt.
Listen, Sully, just like the professional athletes, you got to let it go. Got to move on to the next.
Can I say one thing? That would not be my choice of music because he really retired from the Bucks. The Patriots thing was over forever. So Tom Brady.
No, this is that really music was for Sully.
No, oh, I'm just saying this is really a Tampa Bay story, not a Boston story, right? Right, Sully?
Sully going to take that?
Well, McLovin, what do you remember Joe Montana, Emmitt Smith, Michael Jordan playing as? You don't remember him as a Kansas City Chief, a Seattle Seahawk, or a Washington Wizard. You remember these guys. Yeah. As like who they, where they won their championships, most of them. Granted, Brady, it's a sad day in the professional sports world for me because I travel with Brady no matter where he went. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this before. Someone that gave me 20 plus years of an amazing fall that I didn't have to worry about anything until December. Hey, how's the football season going? I don't know. Check back with me in December. I don't know that, like that feeling is gone. And for me, growing up, and I'm 49, and being able to, like, have Brady all through my 20s, all through my 30s, and in my 40s, there's never going to be another Tom Brady.
But wait.
Right? And, go ahead.
So is it different this time than last time? Is it similar feelings, or does the fact that it happened twice, does this feel more real and final than last year?
I think this one feels final. I mean, I had the feeling last time, and then obviously 40 days later, he made
back.
The decision to come back and play. But I, you know, watching his emotional post on Instagram or Twitter, I think it's done. I think it's time. I think he realized that he gave all that he can to that sport and his craft. It's time to see what the next challenge is for him. And, you know, I haven't got on social media much today. I've been busy doing some work around the house. So it's like you're going to see all the flowers coming towards Tom Brady.
Well, he deserves it, you know, and that's what happens with professional athletes. And Sully, you know, and you're friends with enough of them that, you know, in some ways, and I don't mean this flippantly, but they kind of die twice, right? Because their professional career dies. And then, you know, when their body actually, you know, later in life, much later. And it's tough. I think you like watch your own eulogy, which I'm sure is one thing that Brady's talked openly about as he is scared to death about what's next. But you know what? He's got a lot lined up. It seems like he's got a lot to do. He's not going to be out of our lives, that's for sure.
No, the one that I always go back to is Dwayne Wade when he retired, and he did an open interview on, I forget, one of the networks, and they asked him what he's going to do. He's like, I don't know, and I have a therapist that I've been talking to because I don't know what I'm going to do next.
Yeah.
All these guys know is, and women, all these athletes know since they were kids is get up and do this. And then all of a sudden, I'm going to get up and do this, but I'm not going to the office, the arena, to perform in front of thousands of people anymore. So I have no idea what that, and I was talking to Samta, the closest thing I can think of when I was a kid, maybe Cam Neely when he had to retire early for injury, maybe Big Poppy recently for me being a Boston sports fan, and all the joy that these guys have been able to bring me, it's bananas, right? It's, you know, it's
Cam Neely, all-time, all-time. Sorry, Sully, I don't mean to cut you off. Cam Neely, all-time cameo.
Oh.
Round the Boilermakers on Sebas.
Did so good in Dumb and Dumber. Kick his ass, Sebas.
this all being said, I'm still in the works on trying to how to get to Arizona next week.
Let's go.
Make it
all
happen.
All right. We've got all types of updates for you, Sully, that we'll give you off the air, okay?
Okay, and then I'm also trying to get a surprise for you, Maggie, for the studio.
Is that right?
I was in the arts district with the fabulous Schmoopy this weekend, walking around Vegas looking for little things for the house. And I found something that I'm mad I didn't grab on Saturday that I think I'm going to grab either today or tomorrow and then figure out how to get it there. And it's strictly for the studio.
Okay.
It's not for you, McLovin. I don't care about you, McLovin. You need to figure out your own stuff. Maggie, this is strictly for you.
Okay, is it some kind of like bedazzled Josh Allen something?
It might be a Zubaz Buffalo Bills fan with a single bar face mask like Doug Christie. Wasn't he a single bar guy?
Yeah.
No, not Doug Christie. What was his name?
Steve Christie.
Not Doug Christie. Steve Christie.
Steve Christie was the kicker with the flowing Michael Bolton hair.
Oh, he was amazing.
Oh, Sully.
But that's it. I wanted to call in. I love you guys. Thanks for giving me the time. And, you know, listen, I'm so grateful that I had this opportunity to tell everyone how much I love Tom Brady. And I'm sure no one knew that before.
Yeah, I can tell. Sully, you know, I know everyone's processing this. He gave you a lot of great memories, though. And hopefully we'll see you in Phoenix. Yeah, we got to update Sully on the latest there.
By the way, I don't remember Big Papi retiring at all. Was that a big deal?
Yeah.
It was?
I think he cried.
Yeah, he had a whole thing, gave a speech at Fenway talking about like the Boston Marathon, I think, right? Didn't he
no,
like,
that
a whole
wasn't,
thing?
No, that wasn't his retirement.
Yeah, see, no, it was not.
Oh, wait, about the Boston, about the bombing?
Yeah.
Well, that was our bleeping city?
Yeah.
That wasn't his retirement.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm
I don't
confusing
think,
his moments.
No, that was.
Yeah, I don't think
you're confusing
was,
that one.
What was his moment? I don't remember. Did he retire during the season, after the season? I have no idea.
I just remember him crying, but I don't remember it. So we were talking about which athlete's retirement hit you the hardest. Sully just said, obviously, Brady, Cam Neely, Big Papi. Mine is a little bit outside the box, but I think people will remember it. This was 2006, Andre Agassi.
The scoreboard said I lost today, but what the scoreboard doesn't say is what it is I have found. I have found loyalty. You have pulled for me on the court. And also in life, over the last 21 years, I have found you, and I will take you and the memory of you with me for the rest of my life.
Get through that without crying.
Wow.
And that was after Agassi, remember, had a serious back injury, and then somehow at the U.S. Open made it to the third round. Shocking. Upset Marcos Baghdatis. Everyone remember that?
Of course. Who doesn't?
Obviously, it's like game seven. And then he got to the third round and he lost.
That was soft even for a tennis player.
I mean,
as a tennis player, what does he retire? After he retires, what's he do?
He wrote the best sports autobiography of all time.
He goes and plays tennis. Come on, you're saying a tennis retirement is the most emotional?
Do you not remember Agassi?
I do remember Agassi. Yeah, but no, I it's a little different with team sports, though, because tennis guys, you're an individual sport who's retiring, and you don't have a season to go through. You just retire when it's done, right? With him, yeah, I do remember it because I read it in the book. It was amazing, the U.S. Open. But no, that didn't hit me. Honestly, I'll tell you why. Because he was hanging on physically by a thread.
Well, but all these guys are kind of, they're not their best at the end, unless you want to talk about like a Barry Sanders who leaves when they're still like at the top of their powers.
But it's different. I was thinking about Kobe's retirement.
Yeah, Kobe's was emotional.
But Kobe's was emotional, but he was so done because he had suffered that Achilles injury.
Right.
And he never came back from that. So that feels a little different than Tom Brady. It didn't feel like, when it gets to, clearly it's on empty, like Agassi and like Kobe.
Injuries, right.
And even Serena this year.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite the oomph as a guy who's leaving that you wonder. It's different because you wonder, I wonder if this guy will come back. Kobe, I don't think we really wonder that because he really couldn't get his leg ever back
but
to where
it was. But then he scored 60 in his last game and it was just like the punctuation.
Yeah. If you watched that game recently, there was not a... It was not a competitive 60.
Who's your retirement that hit you?
Well, Magic Johnson doesn't count, right? That's a totally different story.
I mean, that was a scary time because we didn't know as much as we know now about HIV.
That's the most impactful retirement of my time. That's in history books because that changed everything about HIV because he was the person, young and healthy, who got HIV. I do remember a little bit of Dr. J retiring. He got an all-time farewell tour. I don't remember crying about that. I guess I'm pretty callous because there's not one. Well, I remember Mike Schmidt retired mid-season.
Yeah.
It was June or something, and he was hitting 184 or something. And
had to leave.
Yeah. So it's the circumstances that define it. I think Agassi, for you, because of the circumstance, it was more impactful. If he had not played and just retired between tournaments, it might not have hit you the same way.
So I'm going to be honest, and I think this is a little bit with Brady too, is it was about Agassi and it was about what a great tennis player was, but it was more about me. You know, tennis was something I played growing up as a kid and then didn't play it as much anymore. And so him retiring was kind of like my relationship with the sport changed. And like, I think that's what we do with these athletes. Like, it's partially about them retiring, but Brady retiring marks the end of an era for all of us. I mean, Brady won his first Super Bowl as a freshman in college, you know, and everyone can remember where they were then. And it's like kind of like a line of demarcation of your life. That's also what's up, you know, involved in these retirements.
That's an interesting point. More interesting maybe last year when he first retired.
then he came back and then we had to reevaluate our lives again.
You know when you're breaking up with somebody and you have to sort of rock the soda machine, as we say, where you go back and forth a couple times? It loses a little bit of the impact. But yeah, the Brady thing, I mean, Sully was upset today, but you could tell he didn't have the same mustard as he did last year.
Last year, I think there might have been actual tears.
Yeah.
This year was like, I'm kind of doing some things around the house. Brady retired, yada, yada, yada. I'll see you guys in Phoenix.
Yeah. I'm doing some things around the house. Last year, you're right. We should pull the tape.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Well, guess who was hanging out with Tom Brady last night? Sally Field, the two-time Oscar winner. She's going to join us in the next hour. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.